The Night and the Music, The Matthew Scudder Stories by Lawrence Block, narrated by the author.
Looking for David. Elaine said, "You never stop working, do you?" I looked at her. We were in Florence, sitting at a tile-top table in the Piazza di San Marco, sipping cappuccino every bit as good as the stuff they served at the Peacock on Greenwich Avenue. It was a bright day, but the air was cool and crisp, the city bathed in October light. Elaine was wearing khakis and a tailored safari jacket, and looked like a glamorous correspondent, or perhaps a spy. I was wearing khakis, too, and a polo shirt, and the blue blazer she called my old reliable. We'd had 5 days in Venice. This was the second of 5 days in Florence, and then we'd have 6 days in Rome before Alitalia took us back home again. I said, "Nice work if you can get it." "Uh-uh," she said, "I caught you. You were scanning the area the way you always do." I was a cop for a lot of years. I know, and I guess it's a habit a person doesn't outgrow. And not a bad one, either. I have some New York street smarts myself, but I can't send my eyes around a room and pick up what you can. And you don't even think about it. You do it automatically. I guess, but I wouldn't call it working. "When we're supposed to be basking in the beauties of Florence," she said, "and exclaiming over the classic beauty of the sculpture in the piazza, and instead you're staring at an old queen in a white linen jacket 5 tables over, trying to guess if he's got a yellow sheet and just what's written on it, wouldn't you call that working?" "There's no guesswork required," I said. "I know what it says on his yellow sheet."